trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Looking for a way to advance your career? Northwestern offers a master's in health communication in just 1 year. Attend the April 14th info session. More at HealthCom with two M's.northwestern.edu.
It's Happy Honda Days at Pauley Honda in Libertyville. Don't miss the best time of the year to buy a new Honda with incredible pricing, finance, and lease programs. Get year-end clearance pricing on all remaining new and pre-owned Honda models. And qualified buyers can get 0.9% financing on select new Honda models. Enjoy a hassle-free car buying experience with our friendly, informative salespeople who will help you find the car you want at a price you can afford. Pauley Honda on Milwaukee Avenue in Libertyville or at PauleyHonda.com. The savings are easy at Pauley Acura in Highland Park. Get exceptional pricing, lease, and finance programs, including 0.9% APR financing on most new Acuras. And the all-new 2015 Acura TLX sedan is here now and available with 1.9% APR financing. Enjoy a hassle-free car buying experience, outstanding customer service, and great prices every day at Pauley Acura on Route 41 in Highland Park or at PauleyAcura.com with approved credit on select new models.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144. Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Truck drivers, listen up. Schneider is holding hiring events near you, seeking drivers of all experience levels for a wide variety of career opportunities. Meet a Schneider recruiter April 11th, 9 to 11 a.m. and noon to 2 p.m. at Schneider Chicago facility. That's April 11th, 9 to 11 and noon to 2 at Schneider Chicago facility. Get full event details, learn more about Schneider, and search all of Schneider's opportunities at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
First phone system.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is the official radio home for White Sox baseball. Listen to every White Sox game here.
Turn it up, fireworks!
On Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago Sports Station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves host Milwaukee Saturday night at 7 at Allstate Arena. It's part of the Amtrak rivalry. Patrick Kane was back on the ice and in full participation at the Blackhawks practice earlier today. And will he play when the Hawks open up at Nashville in the playoffs on Wednesday night?
No, I'm not right now. It's just to kind of go through practice today and see how I feel and get as ready as possible and try to feel what it's like to be in a game simulation. So, you know, I thought it was a good day, good practice for the team overall, and overall I feel pretty good. Just got to take it day by day right now.
And so we'll wait and see. As for the Bulls, they play at Brooklyn later this evening. Kirk Heinrich will not play. He's still out with that hyperextended knee, but Derrick Rose will play, and his minutes limit should increase to around 30. Also in the NBA, Rod Thorne, the current president in the league's basketball operations, he's retiring after this season. He was the general manager of the Bulls when they drafted Michael Jordan. And in baseball this evening at Wrigley. It's the Cubs and the Reds. John Lester making the start. Join 670 The Score's Matt Spiegel and Jason Goff next Thursday at Golfsmith in Chicago from 9 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon for the grand opening. Enter for your chance to win Eagle Ridge Golf vouchers. It's brought to you by Golfsmith. And this scoreboard update has been brought to you by Cassidy Tire and Service. Visit CassidyTire.com today. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score tomorrow night against the Indians. The pregame show starting at 5:35. It's all right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Played on swings, made a fire, roasted marshmallows. It's time to get the hell out of here.
Thank you, David Schuster. Nice to have you with us on Updates All Day. Thank you to our guests, Dan Wiederer from the Tribune, who was down there for the Masters and also talked a little Bears and wide receivers with us. Scott Merkin from MLB.com about the White Sox weekend and the return of Chris Bleepin' Sale. Vincent Goodwill, the Bulls, or the Comcast deadline acquisition, and Bulls reporter for Comcast Sportsnet, and CJ Nitkowski from Fox Sports 1. Thanks to our producers, Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, and Adam Harris. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Matt Bray is the intern. Tomorrow on the show, Joe Maddon at noon for the first of his weekly visits. And we're going to bump Mark Schanowski from his Wednesday slot up to tomorrow because the Bulls play tonight. Yeah. And Wednesday, we've got a very early out because of midday baseball.
Yeah, we handled a lot today. Tonight, we'll have the Bulls playing the most aloof backcourt in all of the NBA. And my guy Lionel will be trying to punch someone after the game, as usual. And
the most aloof backcourt.
There's two guys who don't give a damn.
Darren Williams.
They could be great one game, and the next game, like, hey, guess what? This is the game I don't give a damn.
And now they're knocked out, right? I think they're officially.
No, they're in it.
They're still in it?
They're still fighting.
They got the Hawks. They got the Hawks who are playing... I think it didn't happen last night, but they got the Hawks who are playing their backup lineup. That if the backup lineup beats the Nets, they get their lottery pick. So if you go out there and get beat by Dennis Schroeder and Mike Muscala and then have to give up your lottery pick because it's the Joe Johnson trade.
I like Dennis Schroeder.
You know who made him a good player?
I like him.
Quinn Snyder. Quinn Snyder used to be in Phillips Arena at 4 o'clock when I was setting up for my pregame show and just absolutely drilling this kid and all the things that Dennis was doing wrong for the first 30 games he was in the NBA. He would not let up on him. And Dennis fell in love with Atlanta, as any, you know, 18-year-old German boy would. He fell in love with Atlanta pretty hard. Yeah. I mean, you're 18 years old. The first place that you visit in America and live is Atlanta.
Yeah.
There's some things there for you.
You're getting a steak at a strip club.
Exactly.
Yeah, what's there?
Exactly.
I've never been there. What's there?
You go to Cheetah's.
That's a different kind of boom.
I don't know what's going on
there.
Go to
Cheetah's, get yourself some chicken tenders and also some other tenders.
You have a great quote about that I can't say on the air about your preferences when it comes to mixing certain things.
Yeah.
And it's just
can't eat in the strip club, bro.
Right. That wasn't exactly what you said. But
yeah, there's a great line I don't like to mix my head with my head. This segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. He's back, ladies and gentlemen. Call 1-877 Cars for Kids. And also, Transition is brought to you by Northwestern Center for Communication and Health. Masters in Health Communication Info Session is on April 14th.
Hey, Bernsey, hope you had a good suspension. I mean, vacation.
It was so nice of CBS to make all those dinner reservations months in advance, prepare everything. It's very, very nice to arrange the halfway across the world, get it all taken care of coincidentally. Uh-huh. Perfect.
How were the French fries?
The French fries?
That's his story, and he's sticking to it.
French toast.
Well, we had
French dressing.
We had an egg problem.
What do you mean?
They're delicious.
Well, here's
they're better. Like the French eggs are better, way better than any egg you've ever had.
Way better. But here's the problem. We set out. We're gonna had our whole day in front of us, and it's early in the morning, and we're just going to a cafe near the apartment. And Beth said I said just order four waters. So she ordered four flat waters, and I said, okay, wait, I got to run back and get a jacket for one of the kids. So I run around the corner, and I get the jacket, and I come back, and she's looking at me like I'm sorry. And I look down. Instead of four flat waters, there are four plates of three fried eggs apiece. Oh. So it's a dozen fried eggs instead of four bottles of water.
Time to jump in.
So
that's close.
So I'm trying to figure out what happened. So apparently the word for flat is plat, P-L-A-T. Mm-hmm. but pronounced pla. Between and oof, she got the foot. So it's like katla o pla became katla oof plat. Which so became four egg plates.
Happens to me all the time.
And so we're looking. I said, seriously,
it's Berwyn.
And then you know what? I ate six fried eggs
because they're that good.
I never had a fried egg.
I said,
oh no, in France, go have a fried egg in France.
Well, I'm not going to go to France.
If Bernsey hasn't taken the fun out of French eggs, for
him. He will.
But I no, seriously,
yes, he
came close.
I was going to have
stick around.
I went from having no fried eggs to eating six fried eggs by myself, and then instead of going back and taking a nap. Which
no
I
help from Jay?
Oh, he had a couple.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, I literally ate a half a dozen eggs right there, like gone. Yep.
So what now? I'm ignorant to this. What does a fried egg do?
What does it do?
Like, what do you? Why do you need to have?
Well,
it in
just
your life?
The 40 and 43.
Right, exactly. It's Bud Dupree. It's Bud Dupree.
No, but the French egg thing is about just sort of purity from farm to table. And not,
well, that's the produce, too. Yeah. It's everything. Well, everything tastes like it's supposed to taste.
And not just from farm to table, but in like the raising of the chickens and the whole schmear.
Whatever they do, it's like the essence of the best egg you've ever had. And that's just what they have for everything. Well, you know, their food tastes like
food.
Fry
up an egg? What do you mean,
Jamie? What do you mean you've never had a fried egg?
I scramble eggs. I mean,
okay. Yeah. But like, no, like over hard or over easy? Never did it. Those are both fried eggs.
All right, so that's what I'm asking. Like, you guys are making it seem like he went there and got something that isn't available here.
Well, it's just that the egg itself is a higher quality.
All right.
And then
guys talking about eggs.
So I miss everybody peeing all over Wrigley Field, and I miss all the White Sox baseball stupid. I can only imagine when I see these results. Poor Chris Ronji. Poor guy. And then now David Haw's firing Rob Ventura already.
Well, that happened after game two of the Royal Series.
That was fast enough for me, too.
Yeah, we did.
We all fired him.
We did our remote.
I didn't fire him, but I have healthy and I think deserved concerns about Robin Ventura
as a
manager.
Yeah, but they're the same concerns that you have had, though,
of course,
right?
Yeah, of course. Right. But here they are.
Looked better yesterday.
Playing the exact same. They started out by playing the exact same kind of slop they played last year.
You know what he did, Terry? He told Gordon Beckham to hit a home run.
And he did.
Farmio called it.
Did he?
Oh, come on. He does that all the time.
Yeah. Farmio called it.
He guesses four times a game.
Well, you know what? He's smart. You remember the ones he gets right,
correct,
not the ones he gets wrong.
Correct.
But Farmio said he's going
to... Terry, at least three times a game.
You know, be good here. A home run would be good here.
No, it wasn't.
I'm glad he's back. We need sound drops.
Right. It wasn't He talked about trying to hit a home run based on the count. So this is what he should be doing now, is looking for a zone and trying to hit a home run, because anybody who has enough power can be allowed to do that here.